Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WEEI, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey station.
This hour of Fitzy and Mego on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
He's a Boston sports superfan.
What's up, Nick?
Yeah. All right, Tom.
She's on the beat for a new generation of sports fans.
What is the Justice League? Is that the same thing as the Avengers?
I like this lady that you have on the line. She makes a lot of sense. Tell her what you wish now.
Now I wish he fell.
It's Fitzy and Mego.
The name of this show should be Off the Rails.
Your narcissism is ruining the program.
I'm sorry. I'm a disaster.
Fitzy and Mego on WEEI.
Well into hour two of Fitzy and Mego here on a, where are we right now? Is it sunny now?
It's really nice out.
Nice.
So if you go outside, bring your radio.
Yes.
Bring or the Odyssey app on your iPhone.
Well, you delivered that company line as if, did you mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. She was just having fun with it, right, Stiz? Isn't it always fun, by the way, producer Stiz Grimey, be nice to Stanley Bruno whenever you call in at 617-779-7937. I like the Odyssey app. Works pretty well. There's some fun new features.
Some fun new features?
Yep. There's some new stuff coming up because I was told the other day that I'm going to be hosting some new stuff on there.
Oh, so really?
Look at you. Well, guess what? You'll probably get roped into it as well. So.
I'm a part-timer here, okay?
Yeah, I really like it. When I wake up in the morning, I throw it on the Alexa, have it, you know, coming
my
up
phone,
on my Alexa.
Like, suggests to me to put it on. And I'm like,
does
oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah, I will. Oh. Yeah, because I listen to it.
Your phone suggests things to you?
Yeah, does yours not?
No,
burn I feel down worried. The house.
Yeah, my phone. Exactly. I'm getting messages through my phone.
Like, wait, usually it's my dog who makes suggestions to
my
me.
My neighbor's dog. My neighbor's dog is telling me to play Greg Hill. So, by the way, did you see? I sent you this tweet. There's a bar on Nantucket. I think it might be the gazebo is
okay.
Only letting in people 25 and older now.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that?
I call this a Greg Hill effect. Maybe they'll start doing
Do they have to act 25 or be 25?
They'll start doing 40 and under? I don't know. You're out. I'm teasing. I tease because I love.
Oh, come on. If we can't tease, if we can't bust proverbial balls, then what's the point of all of it, huh? 617-779.
Soon we'll see. Was it Greg or was it Danielle?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Shots fired.
Whoa, the WAAF/EEI effect. Was it Greg or was it? Hey, who did you think it was? Greg or Danielle? 617.
Courtney's Mac Jones. We'll see.
Wait, who's Cam Newton? Wiggy.
Me.
Oh.
No
one wants to be Cam? Wiggy, call up and defend Cam. It's what you do. All right, let me get the phone number out again. You guys know it. 617-779-7937. Talking all things Patriots right now. Did you get a chance to read, by the way, since obviously you were all over the Twitter doctor piece on WEEI, did you get a chance to read the list of the most hated Patriots in history based off those Cassius Marsh comments earlier this week?
I didn't. Because you know why? Everybody wants, this is like,
here we go.
This is like, pay attention to me. Everyone hates me. Oh, I'm Cassius Marsh. I have nothing else going on. So I'm going to be the most hated Patriot. Guess what? We don't think about you at all. Nobody mm-hmm. does. The media, the players here, nobody thinks about you.
Well, I mean, I usually try to reflect on the positive stuff because, like we said time and again in the first hour, there's so much to reflect on.
Are there
so
Twitter
great.
Therapists?
Yes.
If you're a Twitter therapist, call in. No, I'm curious because there's Twitter doctors. So I guess, yeah, we've seen in the past, like with the Britney Spears stuff.
Judging by the way you quote tweeted that, you must be in the middle of a depression.
People try to diagnose across Twitter. Like, oh, this person's acting like this. I bet they have this mental health condition. And it's like, you have no freaking idea. And if you're a Twitter therapist doing that, my therapist is on Twitter. She would never do that.
Hot box of skepticism. Wow. I love it. With a little extra mego sauce. We've been discussing all Patriots matters. And here we go. Here's the list that Alex Rima put together on WEEI.com. You can treat yourself to it at any time. Obviously, Cassius Marsh believes he... Stiz, can you dial in that audio? Look for that real quick. The Cassius Marsh comments from this week, where he did some podcast that no one's ever heard of or will listen to again, saying that he believes he's the most hated Patriot. And they're successful, but like, they don't even let you have lunch or whatever. Please, come on. Like, they don't let you have lunch. Knock it off.
Oh, my God. Like I said with Mutt the other night, the last time that I had a lunch break at a job was Abercrombie in high school.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. Oh, it's hard. You don't get a lunch break.
Scheduled lunch break?
You don't get to go to the food court.
Oh, they don't have a little boxed lunch for you so you can take your union-mandated 45 minutes? Stop it. All right, let's hear their comments.
Patriots fans hate me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are probably one of the most hated, like, former Patriots.
Really?
Up there. Top five, at least.
Top five most hated.
100%.
And did you say no fun after you left or while you were there?
It was after I left.
Okay.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, over there, nobody says anything publicly because right. they've won so many championships.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to upset the fan base. And, like, because after you win a Super Bowl, you know, you can get paid for signings in New England for the rest of your life.
Sure.
You know? Because yeah. you're a Super Bowl champ, you know? So it was funny. Like, when I did that article, a lot of the players, like, thanked me for, like, making it public on how
this
bad
is no
they
fun.
Treat guys.
Yeah. yeah.
But, I mean, they win games, so you just really can't argue with, you know, championships.
What a whiny bitch.
Thank you for saying what I was afraid to.
A lot of players reached out and thanked
me. I'm literally eating lunch out of a cup right now. I'm eating a cup of Apple Jacks, and it's fine. Like, it's not going to affect my job.
This
it's not affecting my well-being. It's
Boston
totally
media
fine.
Personality connects cup of Apple Jacks. To Cassius, I love that,
it's
by the way.
It's totally fine.
No, like, really. Guess what, Cassius? If you, A, came in and played well, if, B, you, quote, did your job, and C, if you didn't grouse, whine, and complain about the entire experience, swearing at Patriots fans, quote, tweeting, and clapping back the entire time that you spent 9 miserable games here where you were just run around, pushed over, and made completely irrelevant until they kicked your ass off the team following the acquisition of you from Seattle, maybe things would be different. That's why Pats fans hate you, because you played poorly and then you yelled at them about it and then you left town and complained about the entire experience. God. Oh, and by the way, if you are someone who's played for 8 teams in your career, good for you, because you made it to professional football and were able to stay on enough teams to get paid for a couple of years, and you probably will get a nice pension later on down the line. 8 teams in like 6 years? Yeah. The Patriots are the problem, Cassius Marsh. But Reamer put together this fun little list. See if you agree or disagree real quick, and then back to the phones.
I don't really like this list. I got to be honest. Because there's a huge caveat.
I'm stunned. You don't like something? I'm stunned.
There's a huge caveat. Are you calling me super neg? Because I'm just a critical thinker, and I'm not going to apologize for that. It says, author's note, Aaron Hernandez is exempt from this list because we're keeping it to on-field stuff? What?
No. See, okay, good. I'm with you on that.
That's ridiculous, keeping it to on-field stuff.
Well, I liked him until he, you know.
Like, that's super silly to me.
Chad Jackson. Oh, come on. Now, see, Jordan Richards.
Also, there's no N'Keal Harry or Sony Michel.
The one bad play club. I'll tell you who deserves a lot of it. Johnson Bademosi. That guy played really well and then whiffed on a huge tackle in Super Bowl 52 on Nelson Aguilar, mind you. And also, if I'm being fair, why do I have a grudge against him? Because I went to interview him at Media Night at Super Bowl 52, and he was a complete dick to me.
Oh, no way. A pro athlete was a dick. Listen, I'm just going to say that... Haynesworth is, like, might be the only person I agree with on this.
You know, Ken earlier...
Haynesworth was awful Washington football team, too.
Yeah, but he didn't... Like, I don't know why people hated him here. He just came, he tried, he stunk, he
tried... Did he try?
Maybe not.
I think that's why people hated him. But here, look, like
Chad Jackson. God, he was a second round draft pick, wide receiver. He was great in Florida, stunk here, and then he like never picked it up. But why be mad at him? The one Ken mentioned earlier, I'm with this one. Eric Mangini. Now there's someone who did the organization dirty.
Well, he's got Wes Welker in here. I think Wes Welker is not hated.
He needs more love. Wes Welker needs more love around here.
It's more just like, man, he didn't win. Yeah, he had a bad drop. Get out of here. Can we go to Twitter therapist on the Red Sox?
Yes, we can. One more call about the injury, though. We have someone, Nick up in Dover, wants to talk about Brady's complete tear. Maybe he's a sports radio doctor. Hello, Dr. Nick.
Not a sports radio doctor, but someone that has had knee surgery. And likening Tom Brady's knee to a shirt, okay? You get a tear in a shirt. You still wear the shirt. It's got a tear in it. If you tear the shirt in half, it's ruptured. It's two pieces now. So I think a lot of people, when you say, oh, he had a complete tear, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see the MRI or whatever it was, and I can't comment on it. I'm not an expert in the field. But I want to just throw my most hated Patriot in.
Oh, by all means.
That would be Tony Eason. Tony Eason by far, Nick, and I'm sure you agree with me.
Oh, Tony Eason. Wow. I mean, I don't...
Tony Eason.
He helped lead us to a Super Bowl. Now, granted, he played like garbage in it and wasn't much there for the next couple of years thereafter, but I don't know if I can lump him into the five most hated, Nick.
So you ask John Hanna who his most hated Patriot is.
Okay.
Ask Patriot greats. Greats that you and I assume. Were the really great Patriots players. And Tom Brady... I'll say 50-50 with him and Bledsoe. I will never say that Tom Brady doesn't deserve to be called the GOAT, but he was put in a very opportunistic position, and he won. But he was half the team. When the other half of the team is on the field, he has no contribution. So I liken that to like a Yastrzemski or a Lynn. If those guys went to the Yankees, they would have won world championship after world championship.
No, it's
thank fair. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Hey, thank you, Nick. Appreciate thank you for the time. I just think it's going to take us a little time. Here's why Belichick gets a lot of the business and the slings and arrows sent his way, and people don't give him as much credit. It's as simple as this. He's the one who stuck around. He was part of the impetus for Brady wanting to leave. Tom left and won. Bill, we're not taking the time to examine some of the great things that many great things he's done over the 20 years, and we're doing a little recency bias and being mad at him for Cam, for COVID, for Brady's departure the past season. So give it time, people, and you'll start remembering some of the great draft picks that he made early on, some of the great veteran signings he made, and some of the great game plans and decisions he made along the way.
And it hangs on what happens this season. I think that's why we continue to talk about it.
That's because what Lou said.
It's the opportunity for Bill Belichick to prove that it was as much him as Brady. Look, he's proved it a lot while Brady was here, but now that Brady's gone, you know, this last season was damning to his reputation. And so see what he does this season.
One last Patriots call up against the break before we catch up on trending and everything else. All right, here he is, your old pal, Wayno in South Boston. Wayno!
What's up, Fitz? What's up, Mego?
What's going on?
Wayno, you all right there, pal?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's still a rough night, a little rough night. Oh, with my buddies.
Oh, getting banged up on a Friday, huh? A little too much celebration sauce, Wayno. Well, thank you for hanging over with us, huh?
Yeah, we had a football thing, and we went out and partied afterwards when it was the end of the league. But I want to talk real quick about Belichick and Brady. Listen, I know everybody's always going to be saying it was this guy, it was that guy, it was him. Listen, it was both of them, plain and simple. Because, put it this way, too. If Belichick doesn't pick number 199 in the sixth round, guess what? Brady never becomes a part of the New England Patriots, and none of this takes place. How about that? So both of them put together did what they did and brought those six Super Bowls to the Patriots, okay? It wasn't just Brady, and it wasn't just Belichick. It was both of them. And as a real fan, you would realize that. Because without Belichick, Brady, who developed Brady in the first couple of years? Fitzy.
You know who put in the work? It was Charlie Weiss. It was the many quarterback coaches that he worked with. You know, Dick Raybine is the one who recommended to Belichick that he take Brady in the first place. Lloyd Carr said he screwed up not playing him as much in college. Belichick worked with him as well during his reset.
Belichick.
Yeah, of course. I even give Drew Bledsoe some credit for being a great mentor and a willing mentor, considering that he wanted to play and got supplanted by Brady as well. So, Brady. But, Wayne, at the same time, it's hard to deny. Everywhere he goes, everywhere Brady goes, winning follows. Look at Tampa. Tampa's
the new Boston.
He had a lucky
season last year. Come on, I'm tired. He had a lucky season. Look at everybody knows he had a lucky season last year. Look what he had to do to get to the playoffs. And then the guy, of course, Aaron Rodgers, still mad about it. You know what I mean? Lost that catch to that guy. Because if that kid doesn't catch that catch, we're talking a whole different thing than Brady doesn't make it to the Super Bowl. So littlest things make things happen. You know what I mean? It's always the littlest thing that brings it out.
I hear you, Wayne. I do. I hear you, Wayne. Listen, I got to do the trending and pay some bills. Thank you for the call, brother.
I think Wayne needs to grab a Pedialyte.
You know what? Or at this point, it's halfway through the afternoon. You don't do the Pedialyte or the emergency. Steer into it. Have a little hair of the dog on your old pal, Fitzy.
How about that?
There you go. 617-779-7937. All right, let's do some news, and then we'll talk some more sports.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. You psyched for the Red Sox game tonight, Stiz?
Let's go!
That's right, 7 in a row, don't you know? The New York Yankees, riddled with a COVID outbreak, fell to the Sox for the 7th consecutive time. 7-0 this season. Last night, 4-0 in the Bronx at Baseball Death Star 2.0, a.k.a. the museum that is Yankee Stadium. E-Rod looking sharp, kid. Striking out 8 over 5 2/3. J.D. Martinez extending his on-base streak to 29 games with an opposite field dinger in the 8th. Christian Arroyo, one of the many diamonds in the baseball rough for this team this year. I love there are so many guys that are just willing to play any position and do it well to help this team win. Laundry cart rides happen. He hit his 6th dinger of the season in the second inning. Yankees and Sox continue tonight. First pitch, 7:15. You got Castigs, Will Fleming, and the great Sean McDonough on the broadcast. Live BP coming up after us. They got your pregame at 6:15. And, of course, you can hear the game right here across the Shaws and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, as well as streaming on the Odyssey app across all 6 New England states. Mego, I can hear it on the ride home. If you're visiting Mom and Dad up in Maine, guess what? You can listen to the Sox game on the Odyssey app.
I'm dying right now.
Excellent.
I'm dying. There's a story that just came out that Norfolk police are searching for a man accused of having sex with a horse.
I wasn't expecting that to be trending right now.
How about that?
Oh, God.
It's the wrong game of horse to be playing on a Saturday afternoon.
That is frowned upon
in most states. All 6 of them that you can hear the Red Sox game. Be a professional. Game 5 between the Bucks and the Suns. Who will it be in 6 or 7? I can't wait for this one tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The series is tied 2 games apiece. That Giannis block in Game 4, greatest defensive play in NBA history?
I don't think it was the greatest, but it's definitely the greatest play overall of this series.
For sure. There we go. All right, now we're back on track. That's what's trending now on EEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Fitzy and Mego on WEEI.
I woke up to those reports. You know, a lot of people reaching out to me. But it's not true. You know, I'll start off the rip and say it's not true. I said the last time I spoke to you guys that a lot of things are being said and, you know, it hasn't come from me. So, number one, it's not true. And secondly, I'll also say that I haven't made any firm decision on, you know, what my future will be. So there's really no need for anybody else to speak for me or report this or report that. You know?
Portland Trailblazers and U.S. men's Olympic team guard Dame Lillard speaking to the rumors of his wanting, if not requesting and demanding a trade from the Blazers elsewhere. Yesterday afternoon, this is Fitzy and Mego on WEEI and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Thanks for spending part of your sunny July Saturday afternoon with us. Mego, there are odds out now as to where Damian Lillard may end up, if there is truth to this, though he came out and said yesterday that he doesn't know where this came from. It didn't come from him.
The report came from Henry Abbott, who has a blue check mark on Twitter.
Okay.
He writes for...
Oh, he's part of a blue check mark?
He writes for TrueHoop.com, has been writing or doing stuff about the NBA, he says, since 2005. I'm not familiar with this guy. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know what True Hoop is. I'm not discrediting it. I just don't know. But
I don't
he's the one who got the ball rolling on this. He requested a trade. Now, Damian says he did not request a trade, but he left the caveat that he hasn't made a decision. So he's not saying...
So it's out there for a reason.
I would bet very heavily that he would get traded. Now, the odds of where he's going to go does not sound good for the Celtics if you wanted Dame Lillard on your team.
So our buddy Rich Keefe on Twitter earlier predicted that Dame will end up with the Warriors. Now, imagine if Dame Lillard went to the Warriors. His prediction for a trade package...
Splash triplets. Yeah, that's what it would be.
Dame Lillard to the Warriors for James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, number 7 and 14 in this draft. That'd be a pretty good haul for both teams.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Can you imagine, how would you defend the Warriors if there was Lillard and you had to deal with Steph, and then what's his name gets healthy finally?
Klay Thompson?
It's been a while. It's been a day.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Only the nicest guy in the league.
I didn't go, what's his face? At least I said, what's his name? I blanked for a second. Have you never radio blanked?
Yeah, I do. Like every segment.
Okay, good. Well, that was my... that's my mulligan. Can I get a breakfast ball on that one, everyone? Would you mind? Thank you.
By the way, I just got a long, detailed email about how much I offended my Irish people.
You did?
Yeah.
From who?
Listener.
Oh, a listener?
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended you. I'm kidding. Kidding around about the Irish famine. It was serious famine, but also
we are a depressed awful people who come from a land of potatoes. Guys, come on, we're just having fun. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Very, very sorry.
How about that?
But seriously, seriously, Dame Lillard, would you put him as a top 10 player in the NBA?
Yes, I would. He is one of my favorite players. I think he's a top 10 player. He's 31 years old. He's owed.
Just turned 31.
Legitimately.
He's barely 31.
Still 31. Barely 31. I don't shop at that store anymore. I don't qualify. I can't go there. So 31, sure, whatever, just barely 31. He's a killer. He can put up 50 points any given night. He's fearless wherever he can shoot from. He's a leader. He just hasn't been in the right situation. There's other good players like McCollum in Portland. I think it's a shame that if he does decide that he wants out, he's not going to give Chauncey Billups a chance to coach him up, just the same way it would be a shame if Jaylen Brown gets run out of town and Ime Udoka isn't given a chance to see what he can get out of the dynamic duo.
Why would he get run out of town, Jaylen?
Not run out, traded. Jaylen could be the Jaylen could be the trade bait.
We talk about Jaylen getting traded so often because there are not a whole lot of desirable people with bigger contracts on the Celtics to trade.
Right.
And Tatum is seemingly untouchable.
Marcus Smart and picks is not going to get it done because, A, the Celtics don't have as many picks as they used to, and I don't know who wants Marcus Smart that badly that they would give up a top 10 talent like a Damian Lillard. So, now, if he goes to the Knicks, wow. If he goes to... would suck badly for the Celtics. If he goes to the Warriors, he'll be a ton of fun to watch on ESPN. A lot of late nights coming up. If he goes to the Mavs, oh, Lillard and Luka, that will be a blast. I wish they could get him here only because, and if it's a Jaylen Brown for Dame Lillard thing, you're giving up about 6 years. It's going to cost you a ton of money.
It's not going to be enough.
You don't even think it'll be. No. All right, so then you have to probably go like, maybe Jaylen Brown and another player and a pick. I know. But like I'm just saying, like, imagine if you are able to acquire him. The reason why I wouldn't be afraid to move on from Jaylen Brown is because I think there is a little positional redundancy between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And a guy like Damian Lillard will find ways to challenge Jason Tatum. And while some think that he'll take the ball from him too much and that'll make Tatum pout, I don't think so. I think that that will inspire Jason Tatum and elevate his game. And the inside out of the two of them will be devastating. I think it'll give them their best chance to win.
What you think the positional redundancy between Jaylen Tatum and Jason Tatum is, because to me, Jaylen is such a more dominant defender, which you saw when he went out in the playoffs this year.
Oh, they missed
and
him terribly.
Tatum has the length to be a great defender, but he's used so strongly on the offensive end that I think he burns himself out for the most part.
Okay, but do you think, Jason?
But what do you think is the positional
redundancy? They're kind of like the same. In a lot of ways, they're kind of like the same guy.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, Tatum has gotten stronger, like physically.
His
shoulders.
He's definitely bulked up.
He's bulked up, and so he's better in the paint than he was, you know, when he came into the season and in his sophomore year here. But to me, Jaylen has really mastered the, I don't know if you'd call it the art, but he's able to run with a head full of steam into the paint now. Mm-hmm. And I think that the way that he develops season over season is comforting more than anything else. Because sometimes a guy's trajectory is up and down and up and down. And we've seen that with Tatum because he came out having his freshman year, if you would call it that, here, his first year, be so strong as a rookie. And then you get a little bit of a dip and you dip and he's up and he's down. Jaylen has since, I think over the last two seasons, been on this very consistent, gradual incline that I think is a comfort. But when you have the chance to go get a top 10 player, which Jaylen Brown is not right now, I think if you just look across the league, he's not in the top 10. Dame Lillard is.
Yep.
You go get that guy for him. In my book, you go and do it.
Now, what would you say to, now, when we were discussing this yesterday on OMF, a remarkable, if not resounding, number of people texted in at 37937. Now, these are just listeners, but they have opinions, too. That's why we do two-way sports talk radio.
They're not just listeners. They are precious listeners.
They're precious.
And we love you.
We do. We love each and every one of you very much. Please tell your friends how much you enjoy Fitzy and Mego and WEEI.
And I'm sorry about the potatoes.
Jeez. Please.
Sorry.
Can you please save that line? That'll be the last thing you hear today. And I'm sorry about the potatoes. The next T-shirt I get you. I know I owe you about 10 different T-shirts. The numbers between a number of people were like, trade Tatum. Can you imagine that? I know, top five selling jersey, second half of the season, marquee star, 450 point plus games this season. True, like
it's
obviously the centerpiece.
It's such a zag.
Why would they do that?
It's such a zag that I had a 24-hour period where I started like talking to people in my real life, being like, would you trade Tatum? Like, would you trade Tatum for blank? Would you trade Tatum for this package or that package? And everybody I talked to was like, you're an idiot. Like, you've been in this, you've gone too deep. Mm-hmm. You've gone too deep into the weeds.
You've been in too long, yep.
Like, you're not seeing the forest for the trees anymore. Tatum is untouchable. And the point is, the Celtics are not going to trade him.
No.
He is their marquee player, 100%. Jaylen does not fulfill that same role in terms of jersey sales and being the star on the posters in TD Garden and in North Station. It's just not the same thing. And I think Jaylen is wonderful. I commend him, especially for the stuff he does off the court. But if you have the chance to get Dame Lillard, who averaged 28 points per season, and then in the postseason averaged 34, and I think he averaged 7 rebounds during the season, ramped that up to 10 assists during the postseason. The greatest thing about Dame, other than his shooting, and that he's a magnificent point guard, it is that he is clutch as hell.
Yes.
He has a clutch gene that runs deep. And that, like, rivals the edge of a Jimmy Butler. And this team needs some freaking edge. It needs a guy who has ice in his veins. And I'm just throwing out every damn cliche there possible.
I want him. I want a killer. I want a psycho.
It describes Dame.
Yes, fearless.
The coldest thing I've seen in the NBA that didn't come from Kawhi Leonard was, what was it, 2018?
Please tell me it's the shot over Paul George.
Just the screen grab of Dame just staring into the camera with everybody hanging all over him. Like, that guy is cold as hell.
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't make sense.
And he hasn't dipped a bit.
But this trade does.
Yes, it does. Exactly. So Jaylen Brown averaged last season before getting injured, like you said, an awesome upward trajectory. He's getting better every year. His body is still developing. His skills are improving. He is a player on the rise, and he's an all-star, and he's a damn great leader in person, too. 24.7 points, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists a game. Last year, Tatum, 26.5 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 assists a game. So, similar production. Obviously, Tatum was able to elevate certain nights and go 50-plus when the Celtics needed him, sometimes against crappy teams in overtime. He's the star. And I think, like you said, the clutch factor, the ice in the veins, that leadership, and the intangibles that a Damian Lillard would bring would elevate the game of Jason Tatum, and you would have one of the most dynamic 1-2 punches. Giannis and Middleton is awesome.
And
Absolutely awesome.
You've seen in the playoffs, not even when a player is injured, because I believe Giannis did have an injury, but he came back and looked completely like top-notch Giannis again.
Best
you still need a Chris Middleton to back that guy up and carry the rest of the load.
Now, as Jason Tatum continues to bulk up and try to develop his low post game and fill out that grown-ass man and body, his sub has bacon. Now you bring in a Damian Lillard who's got his back and who can put up 25 or 39 if he needs to on a certain night when he's getting bodied and double-teamed down low. Yeah, that's what you need.
But my concern here is, why are the Celtics not even in the conversation? I mean, I think they're very low on the odds list that I saw. Knicks were leading it that I saw. The odds list, I think, let me pull it up. NBC Sports had it. So the odds list right now have the Knicks leading plus 200, then Sixers, which would be a big problem for you, plus 250.
Because they can offer Simmons
they'd
and a
move
few
on
other.
Ben Ooh. Simmons. And, you know, Heat, another issue for you, plus 300. Warriors, plus 400. At least they're on the opposite coast. Then it goes Lakers, Clippers, then Celts. Just above the Raptors Thunder.
Plus 900, I think they are.
Plus
right now,
900. Mm. Plus 900. I know this has not been a good destination for free agents for a long time. President Stevens, get on LinkedIn. Reach out to your boy Damian Lillard. Recruit this man. Jason Tatum, you guys are all hopping on a plane going to Tokyo. Recruit this man.
I have thoughts on Tokyo in a big old way, both for the recruitment of Damian Lillard as well as where Jason Tatum can take his game. Real quick, he's been holding him, wants to talk some Celtics with us. John in the car, what up?
Hey, what's up? Mego, right off the bat, I got to tell you, you going up against Curtis, I forget what day it was this week, he was giving you a hard time, and you were right in his face. I loved it. It was fantastic. Oh, love to hear you with Curtis, because anytime he gets knocked down a peg is fantastic. I think what a lot of people get mixed up, the green teamers get frustrated with, is that exactly what you said, Fitzy, is that for some reason people want to run Jaylen Brown out of town. The realistic Celtics fans who absolutely would never trade Jason Tatum don't want to trade Jaylen Brown for much either, except for Damian Lillard, who, Mego pointed out, is a top 10 player. There are very few players right now that I would deal Jaylen Brown for, Damian Lillard would absolutely be one of them, because that would put them back in the conversation of at least the top four teams in the East. I would, and definitely keeping him out of the hands of New York would be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. Keep him out of the hands of not just New York, but Miami, the Sixers, because those dig you into a deeper hole if he's not with you. It's like defense by offense.
And let me just offer this, John and Mega. Yeah, John, let me just offer this up.
Absolutely.
It would be awful if he went to the Sixers, and the Knicks are already getting better, and that would hurt too. But let me just offer this. If you are able to trade Jaylen Brown, perhaps another player or two, and picks for a guy like Damian Lillard, now you've got Lillard and Tatum. How much sexier is the appeal of the Celtics for guys to want to come and join the Celtics because they see a super team, or if not a far improved team, coming together with a new coach that everyone regards as a great mind?
I think one of the benefits to keeping Lillard away from Philly would be that maybe the process is over, and Embiid wants to come to Boston and help Time Lord, you know, develop into a real center.
If only. John, appreciate the call. Thanks very much, friend. 617-779-7937. More thoughts on Tokyo, what Brad Stevens could do, Dame Lillard, and why I think these Olympics could be huge for Jason Tatum. This is Fitzy and Mego, and Stiz is going to make commercials play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fitzy and Mego. More of it now on WEEI.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo performer. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Putting suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion.
Over the course of the break, some calls have come in about this Dame Lillard trade proposal.
Can I just say I'm loving these throwbacks, Stiz?
Oh, Stiz is the best.
This is like 100% in my wheelhouse.
Aren't throwbacks the best, like hip-hop throwbacks?
Why can't hip-hop be fun again?
I hear you.
Nobody's having fun in hip-hop anymore. It's all like robot music. It's like, if you listen to the Patriots warm-up mix, it's like, sounds like a robot funeral.
No, it's just like robot like, rising.
I've been smoking on my porch on the weekend. It's like, what is this?
We need to create smoking on the porch on the weekend.
Yeah. I've been smoking on my porch. That's like half robot, so half mutt, half like Mutt Loves Country. That's like the intersection of like country and robots and mutt and your hip hop.
I'm like, how is this pumping you up? You know, like just a few years ago, we had Kendrick Lamar. They'd have Humble on every freaking play. I loved it.
God, I love that song.
But this is like I don't know how that music pumps you up. I can't run to
it. Who's the, who won the Masked Singer season one? Who's like,
No.
The hip hop star who's also like a rapper who does a lot of auto-tune but has an incredible voice.
Drake.
T-Pain?
Thank you. Yeah, he's an amazing.
People hate on T-Pain because they think
he's a gorgeous voice.
Yeah, he's a little bit cornball though.
He is a little bit, but a lot of these artists I find are like kind of.
Oh really?
Oh really?
Fitzy does a not nice impersonation of
me. I'm gonna stab you with your lightning earrings.
How about that?
How about? All right, hold on. Here we go. This call came in. This guy does not like our idea of trading for the Dame. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you, buddy?
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, I just wanted to call and comment on the potential to trade for Damian Lillard. I completely agree with Mego, who, by the way, you're awesome. What a nice new voice it is to hear on Boston radio. I love every time I catch you on.
Thank you.
The fact is, I don't think the age lines up really well. So the package you'd have to give up to trade for Damian Lillard, what you'd end up doing is if you're not going to win a championship in the next season or two, which I don't think Damian Lillard gets you, all of a sudden you're left with an undersized guard who makes $50 million a year, is 33 years old, and you deplete everything out of the team in order to get him. So then that leaves you in a precarious spot with Jason Tatum right around this point where he can start to throw his weight around and demand a trade out of town, because I think he's a super flight risk. So while I like it in theory, I just think what you're really doing is if you don't win the championship next year or the year after, you're left with not a lot of options, a depleted team, and Jason Tatum who's going to start to look around for greener pastures.
But you don't think that Damian Lillard can get his game would not only bring more out of Tatum, but everyone else around him, and maybe make the Celtics a marquee attraction or destination?
I think that he could definitely elevate Tatum's game, because I don't look at Tatum as that killer that I've heard people discuss when they talk about Jason Tatum.
Yes,
I think he's an awesome player. He's not a killer. Damian Lillard certainly is. But if you, again, you'd have to trade Jaylen Brown, multiple picks, probably a couple of your younger pieces like Nesmith and Peyton Pritchard. But again, do you realistically think that we get that gets you to Banner 18 in the next 1 to 2 seasons? And I really think that's the question. If the answer is yes to you, then you make the trade, because Damian Lillard is the type of player you trade Jaylen Brown for. I'm not opposed to that. But if you can't look and say you're going to be a 1 or 2 seed guaranteed, I think you have to have serious reservations about what it does, right after. Because I think we just did this experiment with a small guard. Dame is listed at 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
I think we just saw this with Kemba Walker. What happens? I mean, that body's going to start to break down. It typically happens with guards of that size. And then where does that leave Tatum? He looks around to a team that has nothing else on it and a team that historically hasn't been able to attract free agents. So it's a huge short-term gamble, but if you don't win the championship, you're in a lot of trouble.
That's right. Thank you for the call, Brian. Hey, no risk it, no biscuit. Got to risk big to win big, and that's what I would like to do. I know we're still give him what he probably wants now, because he knows he's a star. He sees the way his jersey's selling. He knows people show up to see him score 30, 40 points a night. And I would like to point to this. We were talking about the Olympics earlier, and I said a little bit of a big period coming up for him. These Olympics.
Well, before we get to that, can I address some of that?
Oh, some of the call? Of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I see a couple people also texting in, equating, yes, having two bones to pick with Lillard. One,
okay,
equating him in some way to Kemba. I don't see them.
Like caller like, Brian
just
did, because yes,
he's a little bit of a smaller guard, yeah, but he's listed at 6'2", which is pretty different than Kemba.
Uh-huh.
Also, there's nothing really in Dame's history so far that signals injury risks. So people talk about the body breaking down. Yes, the human body does eventually break down, contrary to what Tom Brady believes. But, knock on wood, because I love watching the guy, I don't see anything that really indicates that Dame is an injury risk. And so I just don't see it. You know, you say that you have this failed experiment that we just went through with Kemba. To me, I don't see this as the same kind of thing at all. And I didn't see Kemba as a top 10 player. This is a different conversation to me. And the other side of it, people picking on his age, well, look at the big three that we last had in Boston. Mm-hmm. Ray Allen, when he came here, was 32. Similar shooter.
Guy kept himself in insanely good shape. Didn't eat a cheeseburger his whole NBA career.
But like I just said, I don't see anything that indicates Dame not having a similar work ethic of keeping himself very healthy. And so I think that I understand these reservations, and you should have reservations with any big free agent trade that you would want to make. I mean, that we are getting like so down the road of hypotheticals, because I'm not sure that the Celtics could ever bring Dame here. But like, don't take them out of the conversation because of those reasons.
I couldn't agree with you more. You have to take a chance. Just because the Kemba thing didn't work, and just because the Kyrie thing didn't work, you made the right trades at the right time. You moved on from Isaiah. That was the big risk. And obviously, trader Danny back then thought...
It's not the same trade to me.
No, they're not. But I'm just saying, like,
Kyrie had
he
more
wasn't
injury
afraid.
History than
yes,
Dame does. And
of
they
course.
Brought him here. And obviously, and, that imploded.
And he's nuts. Yeah, but, and that didn't work out for you. And then you trade for Kemba because you think you're going to get 95% of Kyrie's
you're
production.
You're going to get Kyrie light. Diet
yes,
Kyrie.
Exactly. You're going to get like half-calf Kyrie, and then you end up getting a bunch of, you know, bad knees, good attitude, but wasn't
more
able
Dr.
to deliver
Dre
on the floor.
Dr. Drew.
Ooh, look what you did there. Let me just make this point about Kyrie. Excuse me, not Kyrie. We've spoken to Kyrie. That'll be enough about you. Let me sage the room of Kyrie and just say this about Jason Tatum. These Olympics are huge for him because with the attrition on this roster, the turnover, people going home, obviously Chris Middleton, you know, these a bunch of the guys haven't made their way over there yet. Devin Booker's going to go over. We'll see what happens with parades, who wins, when they can get there. First game, I believe, is on the 25th.
I think Lillard is leaving today or tomorrow.
Uh-huh. So Lillard will be there.
This coming week, at least.
Lillard, Durant, and Tatum is the that's the trio. That's the core of this team. That's the offense. In years past, guys have made legacy. Guys have made names for themselves. They've become heroes. They are legend from some of their Olympic performances, like LeBron, who carried the team, like Kobe, who said, no, I'm going to put this team on my back. Steph Curry was great over there, not even going all the way back to the dream team. This is a chance, and Durant has played great previously as well. Kevin Durant, still probably the best player on the team leader, but this is a chance for Tatum to play alongside Lillard. Lillard wants to carry this team. Jason Tatum can show the world right now he is one of the 10 best players in the National Basketball Association, flat out just playing professional basketball, period. This is where he can grow and take the next step. This is next level time for Jason Tatum. Show the world on internationally televised live sporting television that you, I said TV twice in the same sentence, nobody cares. You are the man. This is where you can make your name. In the Olympics.
I think more importantly, show the other guys on the roster.
Yes.
They've got some very tasty prospects that would be wonderful on the Celtics, aside from from Dame Lillard, looking at like Bam Adebayo from Miami Heat. What I would give to have an Adebayo on the Celtics.
Right.
And so, look, Tatum is never going to be a recruiter by giving some kind of great pitch. He's going to be a recruiter by how well he plays on the court. Guys looking at that and saying, that is a young star who's coming up, who's going to be a top 10, maybe top 5 player in the league a few years from now. And I want to go play with that guy because there's a future with that team. That's the way, to me, that Tatum recruits, is that on-court performance. And if he spends 2 weeks, 3 weeks with these guys, whatever it is, whatever, however long they're in Japan, and look, they're all locked down together, and he is running the court with them every day, and they see that, I think that that is the biggest recruiting tool for the Celtics being over there.
Yes, at the buzzer before commercials, and we flip to hour three. Jay in Providence wants to trade Tatum. Whoa, Jay.
I mean, honestly, I think it's the best thing we can do because we got to look out for ourselves. And I feel like as you guys admit that he's not a killer. He's not out there. He's not a recruiting tool. Like, he's not going to go out there and recruit. Those guys are out there recruiting him. He's gone. I mean, sooner or later, I don't think he's going to stay with the Seas. He's going to move on. So I think we need to be ahead of it. I think we need to trade the guy for what we can, like something that's viable that on our time, not on his terms.
Isn't his five-year, $195 million deal just kicking in now? I mean, like, you think he's going to want to force his way out of town if he doesn't see things working now? So you're, like, launching a preemptive strike.
Not this second, but this is where the Seas starts getting planted first. You know what I'm saying? You get the seeds start getting planted here first. I mean, just like we all thought the Seeds were going to have a great season, they finished seventh. They have another season like that. They played in the playing game. If they have another season like that, I mean, come on, man. They're not getting Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard's not coming over here, man. The Seeds don't land those type of guys. You know, we got to draft those guys. That's why I think we got to trade out. And we're not getting Lillard. Lillard's probably everyone's saying he's going to the Knicks. Who are the Knicks going to trade for? They're going to trade. I mean, who are the Knicks going to trade? They're going to trade who for Lillard? There's no chance. The whole team? No chance.
Thank you for the
Dame
call,
Jay. Dame plays
1v5. That's right.
I get what he's saying, and I've done this exercise, too, in my head multiple times, but I just don't see it happening. That would be one of the biggest gambles in Celtics history to me. That would, if not the biggest gamble, is trading Tatum at this point in his career. That guy will come back to haunt you like a mother.
Yeah.
Do not.
Maybe that will be what's needed to make to turn Jason Tatum into, like, the assassin that we all think he could be, and just pick up that extra little
edge. I don't even want to think about it.
I know. And, well, you heard a call. I saw the way that, like, your lip curled and you looked like you were going to be sick when the guy said earlier, you know, maybe trading Neesmith or Pritchard. You were like,
don't touch my boy.
Don't touch her son.
I love Neesmith, too. My mom said that's her son.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, we watched Celtics together. She goes, that's my son. I was like, I have a brother.
You took
Patrick.
Rookie sons. Isn't that adorable? All right. Hour three coming up of Fitzy and Mego here on EEI. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.